I had often spoken to a friend, who is a physicist, about the possibility of writing a book to explain the exciting insights that motivate current physics. A book unencumbered with technicalities and mathematics. So when my friend invited me to a conference on physics at the Esalen Institute, I accepted. The Esalen Institute is on the coast of Northern California, a place of awesome power and beauty. For dinner one evening, my friend and I joined David Finkelstein, a physicist from Yeshiva University in New York, and Ao Wang, a Tai Chi master who was leading a workshop. The conversation soon turned to physics, and at one point Ao Wang said, "When I studied physics in Taiwan, we called it Wu Li. That means patterns of organic energy." Everyone at the table was taken at once by this image. Mental lights flashed on one by one as the idea penetrated. Wu Li was more than poetic. It was the best definition of physics that the conference would produce. It caught that certain something, that living quality that we were seeking to express in a book, that thing without which physics becomes sterile. The Chinese language does not use an alphabet like Western languages. Each word in Chinese is depicted by a character, which is a line drawing. This is why it is difficult to translate Chinese into English. Good translations require a translator who is both a poet and a linguist. For example, Wu can mean either matter or energy. And Li is a richly poetic word. It means universal order or universal law. It also means organic patterns. The grain in a panel of wood, for example, is Li. The organic pattern on the surface of a leaf is also Li, and so is the texture of a rose petal. So, Wu Li, patterns of organic energy, the Chinese name for physics, is remarkable since it reflects a worldview which the founders of Western science simply did not comprehend. It is a worldview, however, toward which virtually every significant physical theory in the 20th century is pointing. Another aspect of the Chinese language is that most Chinese syllables can be pronounced several different ways. That's what makes Chinese a tonal language. Each pronunciation is a different word that is written differently and that has a meaning of its own. These pronunciations disappear when translated into English. In our language, Wu is simply said Wu. But there are over 80 different meanings of Wu in Chinese. In the days following our dinner, Ao Wang brought me four more, each of which, when combined with Li, produces a different Wu Li. When Wu means matter or energy, Wu Li means patterns of organic energy. But when Wu means mine or self, Wu Li means my way. If Wu means void or non-being, Wu Li means nonsense. If Wu means to make a fist or clutch with a closed hand, Wu Li means I clutch my ideas. And finally, if Wu means enlightenment or my heart, my mind, Wu Li also means enlightenment.